Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ree Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, and lessons covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? Well, I'm going to go to an article I wrote recently at DisneyBizJournal.com. The title of the piece was Good Advice from Walt Disney and George Lucas on Committees. Here it goes. I'm not a fan of committees. I guess that's part of the reason why I've had a home office since 1991. Plus, in my life as an economist, I've seen too many wasteful committees in the world of policy and politics. When it comes to the world of Disney, it might be a good company. It seems that Walt Disney and George Lucas shared a distaste for committees as well. First, here's a quote from Walt. Quote, you can't run anything by committee. Someone has to say, we'll go this way, close quote. Walt's insight has been confirmed by my own work experiences for more than 35 years. Committees like to talk. Eventually, someone has to be in the position to make the call and move on. Walt, the entrepreneur, understood this. But what about George Lucas? Consider the following exchange between Han Solo and Princess Leia in the midst of the action in Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. And by the way, this is one of my favorite exchanges. Han Solo says, no time to discuss this as a committee. Princess Leia responds, I am not a committee. Again, it makes me laugh every time. It not only fits the characters, but it fits with the idea that committees talk things to death and often needed actions aren't taken. And finally, there's another reference to committees in Star Wars. In Star Wars, Queen Amidala in Star Wars The Phantom Menace declares, quote, I will not defer. I've come before you to resolve this attack on our sovereignty now. I was not elected to watch my people suffer and die while you discuss this invasion in a committee, close quote. We can understand her frustration. Although this last crack at committees didn't work out so well as it opened the door for Palpatine to gain power. Oops. Too often committees in politics, business, and even churches wind up being alternatives for taking action and or to placate some while nothing changes. I must admit, though, that in the world of politics, when action can mean costly and mistaken escapades are taken, the committee as a place where bad ideas go to die, as noted by Queen Amidala, can be a strange benefit of committees. But other than that, the committee usually is a hindrance to moving forward. Think about it. Have you ever been excited to serve on a committee and go in thinking, okay, now we're going to make things happen? Probably not. It seems that Walt Disney and George Lucas understood this, not surprising given that each ranks as a great entrepreneur. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com and check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. That includes The Disney Planner, The To-Do List Solution, if you want to get organized and inspired and get a few chuckles every day. Please also consider my thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction. There are 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels, more coming. Cathedral and Alliance of St. Michael novel is the first work of historical fiction in that series. I'm working on the second right now. Kindle and paperback editions are at Amazon.com. Again, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. And finally, if you want to get your thinking clear on the economy, please check out my weekly Economist books. There are three of those now. So I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.